time, the credit can be taken from 5 years to 10 years. As most of you are probably aware, times in the fruit industry are not good. There is not money being made. And if the 10-year period were allowed, that would provide a greater opportunity for growers to take advantage of the credit. And we believe that the good that is done with this credit in providing improved housing for farm workers is very important. And we definitely encourage you to support House Bill 3173.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Don Schellenberg, representing Oregon Farm Bureau. If you'll read my comments, and I won't bother to read them for you, you'll see that Mr. McCullough just gave my testimony.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And so there's not really a lot that I can add, only one correction, actually, to my testimony. I put in there that Farm Bureau participated in the Farm Worker Housing Task Force. We did not have a member on the task force. We did monitor it closely and do support all the recommendations the task force did come forward with. So not having anything additional to add, I'll just again encourage the committee support for House Bill 3173, and I'd ask you to give it a due pass recommendation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for these two gentlemen? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any others here to testify on House Bill 5173A? If not, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3173 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 519A. And that would be Steve. And a blank sheet. So. What's going on with Senate Bill 519?
Madam Chair, members, before doing that, I'd like to take a couple minutes to talk about local revenue in the school formula. You have before you a handout titled School Equalization Formula Local Revenue Forecast Update that shows you some changes in local revenue that were made and will be used now for the rest of the session for all of the school finance simulations. There's changes on the K-12 side primarily in two areas, one property tax collections and the other the common school fund. The numbers under the governor's budget was put together by a technical group associated with the school revenue forecast committee that was established by executive order this last biennium. They're not actually in the budget, but they were used in that process. And then basically the same technical group reviewed the assumptions that were used for the budget numbers and updated those based upon new information. We had the property tax information from November to work with. We had some newer information from the economic forecast and so on. So what you have with the session update is the changes and then the dollar change. We have reduced property tax collections about $5.2 million in the first year of the next biennium and $8 million in the second. That's a combination of factors, both in terms of the assumptions on assessed value growth and collections of property taxes actually imposed. The Common School Fund was the other major one, showing a decrease of about $7.4 million in the first year and $5 million in the second. It's changes in the assumption as to what the earnings on this common school fund will be in light of what's happened primarily to the equity market. And then all of the others were lumped together, actually showing a small increase of $1.7 million in each of the years, for a total decrease in each year, 10.9 in the first and 11.3 million in the second. Similarly for ESDs, although the change is much smaller there, about 400,000 decline in the first year, 500 in the second. In combination, that means 11.3 million less in local revenue for both K-12 and ESDs in the first year and 11.8 million in the second, or a total of 21.3 million decline in local revenues. And so we'll be using those now for evaluating changes in the legislation and combine those with whatever the final state school fund appropriation is for the new totals. If any questions on that page Okay, and then also attached to 519, I think you have a school formula revenue summary page for simulation 23. These numbers, again, keep the same state school fund as in the governor's budget, the $4,979.1 million for the biennium. And then the other changes there reflect the changes in the local revenue numbers. And then attached to that, you have simulation 23 in terms of how that breaks down by district, given what information we have now. And again, that will change from new legislation and from whatever the appropriation amount is. And that's all I have on data, unless there are questions.
Well, it just looks like everyone's digesting their district data here. We're
just memorizing it real quick. There,
So it's a combination of the change in local revenue and other new data, so just a little bit of new data for the school district.
Representative Witt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Steve, what was the total biennium expenditure, state and local resources, in the current biennium?
Oh, state and local?
Yes. Total formula revenue, I guess.
I don't have the first year with me. The second year is on that summary sheet.
That's 3336?
Yes. I don't have the comparable first year number with me.
And something somewhat less than that, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions? We don't have anyone signed up to testify. Is there anyone that would like to come talk about these numbers?
Well, I haven't the question, Madam
Chair. Okay, well, go ahead. We're just waiting for someone to, Steve, they want to come and...
Steve, looking at the estimated in the 2000-2001 year, the increase based on this projection is only 3.7%. Is that correct in raw dollars for the next year?
Yes.
And how does that equate with CSL levels, do we know?
Probably a little bit less.
You think it's below CSL?
I don't have those numbers with me, but I think CSL was a little bit higher than that in percentage terms.
Do you remember what the enrollment growth was from the projected enrollment growth?
Oh, about 8 or 9 tenths of a percent, I think.
Okay, and then the inflation factor would be 3% roughly?
But there were some other factors built into that,
right,
too.
Lori, did you want to come up? No? Okay. Any other questions? Everybody's memorized this? Know what you want to do with it?
What the test going to be?
Top quiz Thursday.
Madam Chair, those
numbers... You open book. You can use you can use those.
Okay. Madam Chair, those numbers don't directly relate to Senate Bill 519, but... Let me just add that the handout that you had with Senate Bill 519 at an earlier meeting that included the revenue impact showed the dollars in the supplemental fund for the small districts. The formula revenue dollars there do not reflect the changes in the local revenue. It's always, that was simulation 10, I think, that was handed out earlier with 519. So those numbers... The small school numbers will not change, but the overall total formula dollars will change now.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Representative Witt.
Steve, you have down at the bottom on this simulation 23, other state revenue, and you have the school improvement fund dollars. That is not in the 3461, is that right?
That's correct.
So to get an actual determination as to what this is compared to CSL, you'd need to add the... From 2001, the lottery bond funds, and from 2001-2002, you'd add the school improvement fund. Is that correct? To determine the actual increase?
I'm not sure if that was in... I don't think that was included in the current service level calculation. I think that was outside of that process.
Okay, but that is money that's going to K-12.
If those funds are appropriated,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. which would make the growth greater than the 3.7, wouldn't it?
Yes, if you combine the formula dollars and either the bond or the school improvement together and then look at it, yes, it would make the percentage increase in 0102 higher.
But it still appears that it would barely be CSL if that.
It would be close.
Yeah, okay.
You have a couple questions?
You keep changing your mind. Yes, Representative Bates.
A couple questions real quickly. On the revenue sources, state school fund, there's been some discussion about what the proper percentage is to draw from that fund. I know you got for 2001 and 2, 3.8%, and up to 5% on 2002-03. Is that just an estimate out in the future, or is that really hard and decided?
So I think that was determined in the budgeting process in terms of knowing what the current service level was each year, and then the using the old local revenue numbers to subtract from that current service level to arrive at a state school fund number. And so it just worked out that way that's what the percentages were. Now, with the change in local revenue, since most of it is on the K-12 side, and it's different from year to year, there may be a reason to change how the state school fund is split between the 2 years. But that's outside my purview.
Question. On the revenue allocation side, the K-12 equalization formula, I thought we completed the equalization. Is that not true? Are we still trying to equalize districts?
Oh, no. Yes, K-12 equalization process is through, but it's still commonly referred to as the equalization formula.
Okay.
Just
running it through the formula as well.
Yes.
Right. And even though the disability and special ed is outside of that formula, it still sort of becomes... It's given to districts, and then they're able to use it as they will, correct?
Yes. Another comment, the out-of-state disability fund, the $400,000 in each year, that was a part of the governor's budget, but is not currently in any legislation that I'm aware of. And so if that's going to continue, that will have to be added to a bill somewhere along the line yet.
Other questions? Anyone want to speak to 519? Any comments or questions on that? We've had various people look like they're going to come up and then decide they're not going to.
Less is better.
Okay.
Nobody wants to come.
All right.
Discuss an amendment.
There's more.
So does anyone want to testify on 519 or on this issue just basically of numbers?
I'm encouraging them to.
Okay. That's it then. We'll close public hearing on 519. And does that mean we're adjourned? Anything else anyone wants to bring up? Nope. Bye-bye.